Fiona Kelly is here now with the papers.
The Irish Times leads today with the government's plan to present the European Commission with a revised climate action plan following the EPA's projection this week that we look set to fail our emission reduction targets. The plan includes measures to produce zero carbon gas generated from grass and organic waste that will increasingly replace imported fossil gas, which will also be cheaper for consumers. Concerns expressed by the HSE's lead on addiction about a worrying increase in the number of young people presenting with mental health problems related to the consumption of a semi-synthetic form of cannabis are carried on the front of the Irish Examiner. Speaking at the launch of the HSE Harm Reduction Programme for summer festivals, Professor Eamon Keenan highlighted a product which can legally be bought in vape shops. The lead story in the Irish Independent reports on Philip Nolan's departure from his role as Director General of Science Foundation of Ireland. Immigration generates another lead story for today's Irish Daily Mail. It's reported that lapses in the Department of Social Protection, identified by the Controller and Auditor General, resulted in some asylum seekers being overpaid back in 2022 and that the government is unlikely to recoup the money it paid out. An incident on Parnell Square in Dublin yesterday in which a man who had allegedly been seen in possession of a knife was taken away by Gardaí receives coverage on the front of the Irish Daily Star. The Irish News leads today with the line that Emma Little-Pengelly has pulled out of a conference which a leading loyalist facing guns and ammunition charges is involved in organising. The paper takes some credit, claiming that the Deputy First Minister, who had been named as a special guest at the conference until yesterday, pulled out days after its reporters asked about her participation. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that one of the three people who died on the roads in the north last weekend was a former priest who was given a 12-year jail sentence in 2004 after he admitted sex offences involving five young victims in the 80s and 90s. Gerard McQuillan was killed in a two-vehicle collision in County Armagh on Friday. The Irish Sun builds its lead story around the proposal to extend the opening hours of bars and nightclubs, suggesting that the government is running out of time to bring in the new laws. Flag of Hope, that's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mirror. In common with today's Times, the paper runs with a front page picture of the Palestinian flag flying outside Leinster House yesterday as Ireland officially recognised the state of Palestine. The Independent, meanwhile, runs with the picture in its front page taken by Steve Humphreys of Noel Nazar, a young woman from Howth in Dublin whose parents are both Palestinian, standing outside Leinster House to mark the occasion. Noel is holding the tricolour in one hand and the Palestinian flag in the other. And finally, by way of contrast, the Examiner carries a picture on its front page taken in the aftermath of Israel's latest bombardment on a site outside Rafah City yesterday. It shows a woman and two young children standing inside a tent which was shredded in the attack.
Fiona, thank you.